Together, we are Ash Friendly. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Ash Friendly. I am your host, Seal Jones. I want to thank everyone for listening. I deeply appreciate it. I hope this podcast brings you light, love, and energy to yourself and to everyone else around you. Well, folks, today we're going to talk about insight. Insight was one of our things I put in my story, and the insight goes down into my highlights on one of my social media apps. And I have another one, and it's the same thing, but I just want to really go a little more in depth of what insight means. It's really to look in and like what it's like to be disabled and what people really see. And the first example I gave it of is someone in a wheelchair where they don't really understand that there's a person sitting in the wheelchair. Everyone notices by getting out of the way, or that's about it. They just know that it's there. And they just ignore the person in there because they don't know if that person is coherent, is able to communicate, or is still a child, no matter what age you are. And they're afraid of it because they don't want to be politically correct by the tone of asking like a child, or just totally saying, how are you, being like very caveman like, when like you want eat, like being disrespectful. But what I have to tell both sides is, one, if you're being talked to like that, just understand and accept it. They don't know anyone who's disabled in their life. They don't know anyone else that struggles that way. So you are new to them. And I'll give you my best example. And I don't mind saying the company's name because we will never be in business. And it's one of these companies that offer you these timeshare programs. And so I decided to get one, check it out, and see if it actually is going to be Ash friendly. And it really comes to find out that they have no idea what to do with a disabled person. Because they don't offer like housekeeping, linen, a clean room, and they have no water, roll and shower. They didn't even know what a wheelchair was. I had to be on the phone and explain to them, hey, this is a wheelchair. It has four wheels on it, and it's for people who are quadriplegic that need help to walk. Oh, okay. No clue. And they had no idea where to put us. And I had to get my money back, and they had to give me money because they had no idea what to do with someone in a wheelchair. Now, I'm not mad at them for that. I just can't be mad at people who just don't know. It doesn't even matter if they knew and they're still doing the wrong thing because it's a corporation, and corporations don't care about people. So again, I can't care about that. I can't care about people who just do not care or make an attempt to help out other people. And so what I did was I just bring the insight and I let them know how it feels. I give them examples of like what's going on, and oh, okay, I treat these people like that. Because that way when they see what they've done to other people, they'll allow them to like open up and like, oh, I'm ready to learn. Okay, well, I've been talking to these people like a child. I feel so bad about that. How can I get better? And then you allow learning. And then you allow things to open up for you. And over the time, it just, those little insights will slowly creep in and allow people to get better. I'm not attacking them. I'm not physically demanding something from them. I'm not asking for a refund. Then now they're allowed to learn. And when you're allowed to learn, it allows everything else to just go away and to concentrate on what you're doing. And when you can concentrate on what you're doing, then you can start to be respectful to other people. But see, folks, everyone listening to me knows this is work. You cannot tell people what to do. You can't tell kids. You can't tell teenagers. You can't tell someone in their 20s. You can't tell someone in their 30s, 40s, 50s. It doesn't matter. I can't tell my dad's 79 years old. I can't tell him what to do. My mom's going to be 80. I can't tell her what to do. They'll listen to some people, But the majority of it, they'll never listen to you. They'll just rather tell you what to do. Do as I say, not as I do. But that's how the world is. And so when you get these times to communicate with people and they get to learn what a disability is, they get to learn firsthand what it's like to struggle with the insights, it's priceless. Because they'll take that with them. They will look at it and say, man, why am I treating people this way? Why am I doing... Now they get it. Now they're learning. Now they're understanding. And now they may want to learn more about how I can be better. See, folks, if you go out to somewhere else, right, and you see they have a step there to get in their facility, it may cost you, I'll say max to get a carpenter to get a little portable ramp to go up in their place, maybe costs max $200 to make. And I'm talking, it has to be like mahogany, wood, all these fine things. But they just don't care to put the ramp in. They just don't, they can't even be that sympathetic toward people who want to spend money at your place. They're that blind, being like, oh, wow, I just get a ramp. It's going to cost you $200, but you bring one person in there, it'll cover for you. It's the most bizarre thing. Because they will use any way they can to not put a family bathroom in there. And the funny thing is about family bathrooms, it's every time I'm going to use it, it's always able-bodied people using the family bathroom. Because they just think that they should just use it when you have mass amounts of bathrooms to use in the whole facility, but we're going to use the family bathroom. And people who are struggling and every day have to go to the bathroom, and then once they pee themselves, they're in it for the day. And this person can just go and shit and go and just sit there and just do whatever because they don't understand. But when they see me waiting outside and I'm trying to get in, they, oh, I feel bad. More insight. More understanding of what, okay, I see how this person struggles. Maybe next time I won't go in the bathroom anymore. And that ability, when you give them insight, is to be able to learn. So when I post things, it's all about teaching other people how they can, at that right time, learn, accept it, and practice to do better. Practice to do the right thing. Even sometimes when I'm I get lazy sometimes. I don't want to be perfect all the time and do the right thing all the time. So I'll sometimes use the family bathroom when I'm not supposed to. But I won't park in a handicap. I try not to park in a handicap spot if my girlfriend's not with me or my dad's not with me. Because I still want to be respectful of them. But the thing with me is, though, I don't want to be seen as there's an able-bodied person because I don't have a bad back. I've taken care of myself. I don't struggle in a lot of ways that a lot of people do physically. But I practice it. And I practice it. And people know that I work on it. I work on trying to do better sign language to communicate people better if I ever come across someone who's deaf. It's these little things of acceptance. These are little things of being aware. And then it's these little things of being respectful to other people that will come back into your life to be like, give you this rich, full life that you're looking for. And you can't buy it. And you can't go and earn it somewhere. You have to do the work. Put the grind in. Do the right thing. And I'm going to teach people how to do the right thing by taking care of themselves. Through sympathy, empathy, compassion, and building up support, building up value, meaning to life. And if I continue to do that in very, very simple ways, quiet ways, easy ways to digest, they can always reach down and dig, I want some more, and dig more into it. And then they'll just bathe themselves in that. And they're like, man, I love this. What is this? And then when challenges come down the road, they know that they'll be taken care of. They have other people to look out for them. They have other people asking questions. They have other people pushing them in the right way. They have thoughtful and meaningful ideas the right way. It's these little simple things in life that make it worth it. Well, folks, I'm going to leave you as I always leave you. If you can love yourself, love the people around you, love the environment a little more every day, then we'll continue to make the world a safer and beautiful place. And remember, together, we are Ash Friendly.